Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptors Studio. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jack. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Wherever in the world my show heard, Shelly Nunchuk Show, where I do ask in advance that on my show you do not talk about sexual orientation, politics, or anything along those lines, because my show is about life, love, happiness. And also guests, you know, anybody that has a dream, which, of course, anybody that knows me, my big dream is to work my idol, Jackie Chan, and I want to know what your big dream is. Now, I got the show set up for an hour tonight, and hopefully in a while, one of people that I do want to believe call my little brother, Crosby Tatum, back in Boston. And I think this might be him. Let's see. But to let you know, we're going to be going live on the air, and they get ready to film Surprise, Surprise, which I did, was trying to help them raise money for their film on their fundraiser, and they were able to get the film. Whether or not they got all the money, they definitely won a film, and I'm going to have the honor. And I think, as I see right now, this possibly could be Crosby. Let's see. Let's bring this person on.
Hello,
caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Shelly, how you doing? This is Crosby Tatum, a surprise, surprise, on the most momentous of occasions of momentous of days. That is a Porter Jip arm, Jay Holland. You know what I'm saying? You want to roll that to the outside. As you can see, we are on set here with Surprise, Surprise, filming the first of many scenes for quite possibly the most unique shoots of all shoots, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. I love the energy. That's why I think you're my little brother, because we get this energy. We're on sets, and I feel so honored and blessed to keep having you as a guest on the show, and I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, you know, it's something where to see that you're able to film this, and I know that I had mentioned and wrote on the site itself, you know, you're going to be filming something tonight, which is Surprise, Surprise, and as we speak, you're getting ready with makeup and everything, right?
Yes, we're just getting ready to, you know, get on board, ready with set, getting cleaned up in terms of makeup. The cast is arriving as we speak, and our crew members are at our location setting everything up for what is to be a very important scene in our movie, and we're doing it first, which is, it's almost like a Tricep Studios tradition. We always start with the hard stuff first.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's good. I mean, they have stuff out, and then it's like, then you can sort of kind of relax, but even with easy scenes, it's still hard.
Oh, yes, it is. Hold on. Here's Jay Holland, who is a co-star of Surprise, Surprise, real quick.
What's going on, Shelly?
Hey!
What's going on, audience?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, we're on set. We're getting ready to film. So I'm really ecstatic, actually. You can tell. I can't get my words out right now.
No, I feel it. I'm not even down there filming it. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. I mean, you know, it's just a great night. And you know what I think it is? Maybe you picked a good night, you guys, because actually after the hour show that I'm doing, I'm going to go celebrate the Chinese Moon Festival. So it's kind of like holiday. It's Chinese. So I'm having some fun tonight myself, and I know it's going to be a good set for you guys tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know, we're definitely, like I said, we're on set, and we're ready to go. You know, I mean, we're pumped. Once again, I just want to thank everyone who contributed, who's listening to the show, you know, everyone who contributed to Surprise, Surprise, and even just supports us and follows the website, which is www.surprisethis.com. Just had to plug that. Like I said, I just wanted to thank everyone for showing much support, especially you. You've been the captain, the leader of the support. And, you know, I mean, we definitely owe you a debt of gratitude.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said, I always mention, I remember when I first started getting into acting, and, you know, when you bond with those people that have shown me kindness, they're in my heart for the rest of my life, and to be part of the Tricep Studio family, no matter where I go, even if I end up in China working with Jackie Chan, I'll still be thinking of you guys. Tonight, I'm even all the way up here in Maine, Boston's in my heart, and you guys are in my heart, and I'm so excited, so ecstatic for you. The only thing is, I wish I could be down there, but due to things I'm doing, I do apologize. I wish, you know, you guys the best and so much happiness tonight.
Thank you so much. Like I said, it means a lot to us, tons of support, and we just wish the best out of, you know, the rest of this cast and crew. And, you know, we were blessed for this movie, and like I said, everyone just keep showing support. It's not too late to, you know, me to help out. You know, there's various ways. You know, saying word of mouth is huge. That's the old form of it. Then you can visit your social website. You can visit the website once again, www.surprisethis.com. You know, and just follow our progress with the film.
Yeah. And anything special that you can talk about? I know you can't really talk about too much about the plot. Will Crosby let any of you talk about anything tonight, or do we have to wait to see the film? Anything you can let us know?
You know, we don't want to give too much away. We can't give too much away. You know, I could definitely say it's a story for the ages. Something that a lot of people could relate to, and I mean, it's a great cast. You know, everyone from, you know, J.D. Ashill, you know, Crosby Tatum to myself, you know, to Candace Cummings. Now it's script all the way down. Jonathan Smalls, Miguel Fana, Hashim. I can't even think of his last name right now, but, you know, I mean, they all know us, all love. And like I said, it's a great cast and crew. Shout out to Lady OWC, Shireen Brown as well. So, I mean, it's a lot. So I want to tell you guys so much, but I can't. So.
I know. I mean, are you excited to about the character, the type of character you're playing. Are you happy about that?
I am ecstatic. It's something definitely out of my nature, you know, with the womanizing part of it. But, I mean, I take it in stride. So I own up to my character, and hopefully, you know, a lot of people look at it and they be like, wow, I could get people to be like, I can't stand him. He thinks he's such a player because that lets me know I'm doing my job. You know, so.
Yeah. If that's the type of character you are, and people get that reaction, like, "Oh, he's a player," then you know you did your job right. Believe me, I know that. I've done that. You know, it's just you got it. Yeah, that means you're doing your job correctly.
Exactly. So that's what I'm hoping to get across, and we'll see how it goes. You know, so like I said, I'm wishing this film well. Everyone, the cast and crew, it's a great, great cast, and. Yeah, I'm really ecstatic. You know, we got to start filming in under an hour and a half, actually. So it's a breath of fresh air, a lot of hard work, and we're not there yet, but, you know, we're building on it, so.
Yeah, I've seen you guys practically, you know, Tricepta Studios was established back in 2005, and just working with them, staying with them, because you got to remember, I've been following Tyler Perry more and more, and I wait till the films come on Netflix and stuff, but he said that Madea, okay, just to give you guys a little bit of inspiration tonight, too, that it took him 20 years when he was, you know, with Madea to get where it was, because when he did the shows and he opened up, no one hardly showed up. There'd be like three people in the audience. It took him 20 years for that to take off. So you guys been working, I mean, since established since 2005, and, you know, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, people just keep going and life yourself. I can see that in you guys. And, you know, I just hope to work with you guys in the future.
You know, you're always welcome, Shelly.
Yeah,
you know, you're always welcome.
Part of the family.
So, you know, you're
thank
always
you so
welcome
much.
To come down. No problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And are you getting into makeup and getting all nice and neat and stuff for your role?
Yeah, well, I'm being patient. I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting to take my turn in the chair, you know. It doesn't take me too long. I'm not a big makeup guy, so. But,
well, yeah, you're also a man, too, so I think mostly, like, men that, you know, men can play different types of roles, but it's kind of like men just practically, you know, roll out of bed. Women, they got to do the makeup and the hair and they do nails and, you know, they got to have just to do makeup. And to do makeup, what I've learned on sets is that when you're doing it, like when it's darker and when it's lighter, there's different ways you have to put on makeup, and I learned that the hard way. So it's kind of like, man, I'm trying to learn as I go, so I'm still kind of new about learning about makeup. So even as a woman, I'm learning as I go too.
Well, I mean, women make the movies. I mean, if it's a bunch of guys, I mean, only so many people will come out. You have to have women. Women make the movie.
Yeah, and they can do, you know, you got to give women a lot of credit, too, because it's like, I guess in the business, it's kind of, it still seems in this day and age that, you know, men seem to be a bigger part, a bigger chunk, and I myself want to show things in my own way. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, everybody's going to do their own thing. You know, try to be yourself in your own way and your own creativity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. I definitely do. But, Shelly, it's my time to hop in the chair, so I'm definitely going to toss it back over to Mr. Tatum himself. Oh, excuse me, we're in character, Crosby Tyler, and let him finish out the rest of the show. But once again, everyone, thank you for the support. Make sure you guys stay up with us, stay in tune, stay tracking with us. Like I said, www.surprisethis.com, and also on Facebook at surprise-movie. All right, like their page, guys. Love you guys. Mwah.
Thank you. So, Crosby, you there?
Yes, I'm right here. And, you know, Jay could not put it any better than what he has. You know, like I said, this project has been a passion project for us for a long time. And we are thrilled, enamored. We are blessed to be in the position where we are right now. We're just very thrilled and just honored to just be in the position we're in right now. Hold on. Just put that over to the side over there. Yeah. Thank you guys. So
that's just
you know,
funny line.
So you know, it's very unique. You know, when you're on set on a film, it's you know, it's a lot of craziness, a lot of things that we try to get put together. But at the end of the day, it all gets organized and it's all in place. So honestly speaking, it's a tremendous situation we're in, and we're very honored and thrilled that each and every one of you, your listeners, are enjoying the ride of our film project. And it's a beautiful scene that we're shooting tonight, and honestly, when you see the film in itself and you see that scene, people are going to be, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, I definitely can tell. I mean, personally working with you a few times, I definitely know from personal experience you can bring it. If anyone can bring it, if there was more people who are more dedicated, thinking exactly, wanting to get it done and to show a film, to tell a story, and to get that point across, I think that's what some of the big films. What's that? Someone's whispering.
Yes, no, we're just giving a shout to Lady OWC for her tremendous work, and Shereen Brown. Oh, surprise, surprise. They are truly the people who make this film happen.
Oh, because I heard someone whisper, and I was like, wait a minute, someone else on the line with you?
No, I mean, there's a lot of people who go on the line around and everything. A lot of people are around, and we are just, like I said, this scene is going off without a hitch, and we are... we're just getting ready to shoot. And, like I said, you can definitely follow us on surprises.com, and you can follow us online, and also, also on Instagram. You can search us up on Instagram at Surprise the Film, and you can certainly, do your work, just check us out everywhere on surprises.com and everything of that nature. So, like I said, it's a family friendly atmosphere. We're going to have a great film, a great shoot, and there's so much work that has to be done. We just wanted to really just have a moment of opportunity, just to say hello to Shelly Nunchucks. Matter of fact, Team Surprise, say hello to Shelly Nunchucks. So, we're, like I said, honored, thrilled, blessed, and we're proud to be where we're at today, and we're just happy right now.
Yeah, I feel it. You got the energy, and that's what people love. You have this natural energy that just keeps you going, and that's how you get a dream done, is your energy, and you're very positive. So I can't wait to see the film personally.
No, definitely. And like I said, we're about to get started. We're about to get to work. Like I said, follow us at surprises.com. Make sure you log on to our website and also to our social media pages, Surprise the Film, on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram, and also on Google Plus right now. And about, let's say, at 7 o'clock, 7:05, we're going to do a special Google Hangout spot. So search us up on Google Hangout, on Google Plus, Surprise the Film. You're going to see a video chat with us on set for 5 minutes.
Oh, cool. So they can talk to you afterwards. I'm like, it's kind of a really good night for both of us. You notice that? Every time you got something going on.
You're doing your thing, Shelly. You're doing your thing, homegirl.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if you ever get into your own action films, let me say, I took a horseback riding lesson on Friday. I can't even move because they wanted me to cancel, and I'm like, I'm walking like a cowboy now. So to do dreams, let me say, nothing's impossible, with you, what you do in training and stuff, like in your own type of martial arts and such. Who knows, maybe you'll do an action film something, down the line. Anything's possible.
It always is, no matter what it is. But, Shelly, we have to certainly get going. We really thank you for the time on our set, and we really appreciate all your support, all your love, all everything. Shelly, thank you very much. We're about to get ready to go and shoot Surprise, Surprise. Follow us on surprises.com, hashtag Team Surprise.
Well, thank you, Crosby, and give everyone love from me.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate
you.
Have fun tonight. Stay safe.
We will. We will.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that was live with Crosby Tatum, and, they're filming tonight, Surprise, Surprise. And to let you know, if you have a dream, if you have a goal of something in life, nothing is impossible. Maybe things can't get handed to you, but to let you know, things can happen. And from personally working with Crosby, the few times that I was able to do it and, you know, hang out with them in the Triceptus Studios family, you can feel that love. And I bet everybody there tonight, I wish from the bottom of my heart I was there with you guys. I mean, you'll be doing more and more films. Who knows, maybe I'll be able to get down to Boston and, you know, be part of a scene, even in a cameo, do something crazy. I'm always up to do something, even though it's not in the script, and having the pleasure of actually, people like, okay, I'm not, you know, I've done improv and stand-up and stuff like that. They'll throw me somewhere in a scene or something like that, you know, even though it's not in the script, because I'd like to bring a little flavor. So, you know, nothing's impossible. Maybe I'll be able to somehow get down to be part of the film somehow. But, you know, I really got to give Crosby and the whole Triceptus Studio family a lot of love, because they're very hardworking and dedicated. And Crosby's one of those, you know, underdog type that, you know, maybe you don't think would make something of his life, but he is. He works, you know, full time, and, you know, he works at nights, and it's just kind of amazing. I've been able to keep in contact with him ever since I've been up here in Maine when I left Boston almost like 3 years ago. And he is considered to me a little brother, and something where I do believe in life. You know, they say, you know, blood may be family, but love is stronger than blood. And, you know, extended family, where I just have extended family members that actually came from the entertainment business. And it's just something, when you have that bond with something, it just seems you have that connection and you're connected for the rest of your life with people that you can relate to. And I feel like I can relate to Crosby so much, like you won't believe. And I'm just very happy and proud to, you know, call Crosby a little brother of mine. And I got a couple other things. I'm only going to be on the show, I don't even think, an hour tonight, because I want to go celebrate tonight. I actually was able to take a couple of naps today, and I was so thankful for it, and I felt a little bit rested up, because tonight is a special night. Well, actually, the whole day was actually a very special day, but I wanted to rest up a little bit. I finally was able to rest a little. And, you know, I've been working every single day for 7 years for the past 7 years. And, you know, tonight, well, actually today, like I said, I took a couple of naps today. And today is actually the Chinese Moon Festival, and I'm very excited and can't wait to get those yum-yum cakes. They're actually called everything I actually call yum-yum, anything that's treats and stuff. So I'll see, I guess they're moon cakes, and I don't know if this is exactly, I don't want to get anything wrong here, but I think the Chinese Moon Festival, it might be like almost something to do with like Chinese Valentine or something. I mean, it's to do with the culture and stuff, but I'll learn more about it. Maybe I'll talk about it next time on the show. So I can't wait to go and eat and gain about 15 pounds tonight. So, yeah, right, I get to celebrate with my brother, Horace Zakor DeLisa, and his whole family. It's really great because there's actually a Hong Kong type of store over in Portland, and they get all the foods in. I'm like a kid in the candy store when I get to go, but I mean, I just can't wait to see the food. Maybe I'll take some pictures of the food and, you know, post it on my Facebook page. And two other things I want to bring up. Let's see. Now, I'm kind of like on this thing where I didn't think I'd get sucked in. And I guess I kind of did. Yesterday, I went over, you know, to film Falcare. And we weren't filming, we were kind of rehearsing, even though brother was actually filming some other parts of Falcare. He was playing this thing called Gangnam Style. And it's something where I was like, what the heck? And, like, watching the video, I have no idea. It's all this crazy guy named Sai. And, he, you know, he comes in, he's dancing in a stall with horses and stuff. And I'm like, what the heck? And he's doing all this crazy stuff, and it's actually in, you know, it's Korea. And the thing is, I can't play the song because you got to get, I guess, permission and stuff. I wish I could. It says Gangnam Style. And I brought up the words here. It says, I'll just read it. I can't sing. I might break the radio station here. This is the lyrics translated in English. Gangnam, G-A-N-G-N-A-M, Style. You can look it up and you can see it. When you first watch it, you might be going, oh, my God, what is this? The guy's crazy and stuff. But this is the lyrics and songs. Oppa is Gangnam Style. A girl who's warm and humanly during the day, a classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee, a girl whose heart gets hotter when night comes, a girl with that kind of twist. And I'll read more of the lyrics, but I guess Gangnam in Korea is like Beverly Hills in California, and he's kind of making fun of it and stuff, and it's just this crazy video, and it, this lyrics continues. This, I'm a guy who is as warm as you during the day, a guy who one shots his coffee before it even cools down, a guy whose heart bursts when night comes, that kind of guy. Beautiful, lovable, yes you, hey, yes you, hey. Beautiful, lovable, yes you, hey, yes you, hey. Now let's go until the end. Oopa is Gundam style. It's just crazy. It's just crazy and crazy. And it's, ooh, sexy lady. I can't sing. Don't ask me to sing. It's just going on more. It's like, on top of the running man is the flying man. Baby, baby. I'm a man who knows a thing or two. On top of the running man is the flying man. Baby, baby. I'm the man who knows a thing or two. Okay? It's just one of those things. Once it gets into your head, watch out. Because it's going to kind of be kind of, you'll like look at it. It's just, I'm just going to like this on, talking about it on Facebook. I wish I could play the song, but I guess, you know, on radio stations, you got to get permission. And let's see. Right now, I'm just doing a half-hour show. So just to let you know, once again, I'm going to bring up about Falk here. And this is for the fundraiser. And to let you know, I am part of this film, and I'm doing the lead. And let me say, I took a horseback riding lesson, and we have to take horseback riding lessons again. And I had to learn how to canter. Oh, my God. I am so sore. I'm walking around like a cowboy. I'm not kidding. I was like, oh, my God. But I guess you just got to get used to it. So let me just, you know, when you want to do films, and I'm going to give props to these you stunt people and fighters and, you know, I just respect you more now because I'm a little sore with taking, you know, it was just this, we've been taking a few here and there. But Friday, when they wanted to start teaching me how to canter, I'm walking around like a cowboy right now. But I want to bring up the Falcare fundraiser once again and to let you know, I know exactly where the money's going, you know, because a lot of people, sometimes when they don't, you know, they hear about fundraisers and stuff, but to let you know, I know people like, well, where's the money going and stuff? If you actually go to Falcare on Facebook, you'll see everything they're doing. As in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, as in Robin. And you'll see everything. They're making the costumes and stuff. You know, and to do everything, it does take a lot of work. And this film, it's going to be an epic film. So let me get to the fundraiser. I have to go way back down again. Okay. There's my scenes. La, la, la. Falcare. Let's see. Back down to the fundraiser. Here we go. All the way down. Okay. This is actually on the way bond. This is August 14th. I mean, you can actually go to fundraiser.com. FUNDRAZR.com. Spelled care fundraiser. This is exactly what it says. And it says, we need to raise $35,000 to complete Falcare. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limits, and he has. But now we need your help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave 150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falcare. We would do it in an artistic way so that fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although we will graciously accept it. But to fulfill the vision of Falcare, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. Another thing, too, to let you know, I don't know the scheduling and such. I just, you know, I'm just part of the permanent part of the Falcare, you know, family. So I don't know the production and stuff. I don't know when you'd be able to go on to the set and stuff. But anyway, I'm going to end the show. And let's see. I'm going to find Battle Song. Now, if you want to get a feel for the film itself, I'm going to bring up this song. This is by Ahura Zakor Deliz himself, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, is singing with him. Now, if you know about epic filming and such, you'll understand what this is about. So let me just play you. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied. I'm like, I better start drinking some more water during the show. But if you want to feel what Falcare is, you already know that in films, music sets the mood. for a film. And hear the song, Battle Song. You're going to hear the song, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the song, and you'll understand. You'll get the feeling for the type of film. So here we go with Battle Song. And everyone, have a good night.